Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your wonderful word this morning, Lord. Bless it to our bodies, bless it to our understanding, and Lord, make it a part of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious family. Our readings is Romans chapter 5 from verse 6 to 11. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare to die. But God showed his love for us, and while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Therefore, we have now been justified by his blood. Much more, this is a much more gospel we're getting in this chapter. Much more shall be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more now that we are reconciled, or present tense, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Hallelujah. This is so beautiful. You know, it's just pointing out the love of God. Didn't just stop that he desired godly offspring, that we were created in his image and likeness. But here we see that the Godhead moved through Jesus to do everything that was necessary to bring us back into the family so that we can now be saved, set free, rejoicing, too busy with the good to worry about the bad any longer, because he who knew no sin became sin for us, done deal, and he's now there to bring about righteousness, holiness. What does that equate to? Redemption. God deemed us to be his children, deemed us to know him, deemed us to walk with him, deemed us to have an inheritance and be a blessing and a light on this earth. And praise God, now in Jesus, he has redeemed us, brought us back to the original intent. And then so beautifully, the words the Bible tells us in Ephesians 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Hallelujah. So the Godhead is pleased with what has been made available. And God is blessed. And so as it says here, we can now rejoice in our Father, in our God that made us for purpose, made us for fellowship, made us to enjoy and be a part of the family of God. So that's the message this morning. Brother Angus shared a beautiful message on the bread and the wine. And it's so wonderful. It says it's in remembrance. But we can just see something even bigger and better is to go into the reality of what that bread means, what it entails, that he died completely for all of us, dealt with every liar, the devil, and the wonderfulness of the wine, the new covenant. That's a big reality. In Matthew 26, I'll send you the scripture. It says, where he talks there about him doing it as well. And then he goes on to say, and from now on, and he's talking to his disciples, I will enjoy this new wine. I will drink this new wine with you in heavenly places. And this is the reality, guys. Amen. The body has been broken. He has paid the price. He has dealt with sin once for all. And he's raised up and he's called us. And we that have accepted the call have entered into the kingdom, where we can now rejoice in the reality of the perfect work of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and now rejoice in the family, in the reality, in drinking the new wine, experiencing new covenant blessings, the much more gospel. Amen. Enjoying the goodness of God that is available here on planet Earth, so as to be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.